Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, happy weekend. Frank Rush along with you like always. And this weekend, we're going to talk about the 2020 census. Believe it or not, it's that time. And Tim Swearens with the 2020 census joins us today. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Frank. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit, first of all, about the census. Are you the one who actually counts everybody, or or what do you do?
So the 2020 census is underway. Most people in Indiana and across the country, if not all, would have received an invitation in the mail in the last week or two. And the great thing about the census this time around is that you can do it while you're at home. You don't have to go outside. Nobody has to come to your door. You can go online and fill out the questionnaire. It takes just a few minutes. You can do it if you have a smartphone. Most people have smartphones these days. You can do it on your phone, and it's very easy to do. If you prefer to call and do it through a phone call, you can do that as well.
So tell us a little bit about the census itself. First of all, we're required to do this, right?
It is a part of our Constitution. So the first census in the United States was taken in 1790. Thomas Jefferson was actually in charge of that census. We've done it every 10 years since then. And it's important for two main reasons. And the reason why it's required in the Constitution is that there's this process called reapportionment that takes place every 10 years after the census. U.S. House seats are assigned to the states based on their population count. So every 10 years, something called reapportionment kicks in, and states either gain House seats or lose House seats or maintain the number of House seats they have based on their population. So that's very, very important for our elected representation in Congress. And then on the local state level, congressional maps and state legislative maps are drawn in part based on census data. So that's very important as well. But then there's this whole issue of federal funding that has a dramatic impact on our communities. And so it's really important for everybody to participate so that your local community is getting its fair share of dollars. And that's money that helps pay for our schools, our roads, our public safety, our public health. Many, many essential services are funded in how dollars are allocated is determined using census data.
And I know that there's some folks just across the state line in Illinois. I know there was some talk about downstate because of the population shift in the country, that there could be a loss of some people there, and that might really affect how many districts are in downstate Illinois. So it's really important that everybody actually fill out their form, make sure that they are counted.
That's absolutely right. Very important for everybody to complete it. And as I said just a couple of minutes ago, it's really easy to do. You know, there are 9 questions on the questionnaire, very basic information. I think once a person does it, they're going to say, wow, this was easy to do. Some of the concerns they may have had are going to be alleviated. I filled it out on my phone after I received the invitation in the mail, and it took me maybe 5 or 6 minutes. It's very straightforward. If you do run in, if for some reason you do have questions, you can call and get information, get your questions answered.
Tim Swearens with the 2020 Census, our guest today. Now, are there 2 different questionnaires? You get a short one, and then there's a long one too for some folks.
Well, the great majority of people in the United States are going to get a 9 question questionnaire. And like I said, very easy to use. What sometimes people get confused about is there is something called the American Community Survey, which is an ongoing census questionnaire. It's a longer form. What we're talking about today is what's called the decennial census. It's a census taken every 10 years. And again, one of the reasons why it's important is that is the questionnaire that is used to determine the overall population count of the country, but also the population count in each state and in individual communities.
Now, for the folks that take this, you know, there's so much worry about cybercrime nowadays. This is something where you're not giving away personal information that's going to be shared with anybody else, right?
Right. That information is by law kept secure. Every Census Bureau employee takes a federal oath to protect personally identifiable information. If a federal employee or a census, any census employee, any federal employee who violated that oath would face severe legal consequences. So it's something we take very, very seriously. And it's the security of the information has been upheld time and again in the federal courts. So even if another branch of government would come and say, we want this information, by law, the Census Bureau is not allowed to share it. And the courts have said the Census Bureau cannot share that information.
Now, for people like me who tend to put stuff off, there are, there are certain deadlines and dates, right?
Yes. So we are in what's called the self-response period. And we're encouraging people, especially this time with all this going on right now, we're really encouraging people to do it now. Sit down. Again, it takes just a few minutes. Fill out the questionnaire, either online or over the phone. It's something really good you can do for your community, for your neighbors, and for your family. It takes, again, just a few minutes. And so we're really encouraging people to self-respond now. The self-response period will run through April and into May, but don't put it off, please, because we're all busy. We're all living in this uncertain time. When you get that invitation in the mail, if it's sitting on your kitchen counter now, please take the time to fill it out.
There is a pretty good website that you guys have that really will kind of help walk you through any questions you might have.
Yes, 2020census.gov has a wealth of information, very easy to navigate. Again, you can find that information on your phone. You know, if you have a smartphone, more than 80% of the American population has a smartphone today, according to a Pew research. So a lot of people are going to have access on their phone to go to 2020census.gov if they have questions.
So you fill out this questionnaire. How long does it take for you guys to kind of compile the information and actually learn anything from it?
Well, so by law, we are required to not only complete the count, but to assemble all the data and file that report to the president, to the White House, by December 31st of this year.
Oh, okay. Now, if folks are, again, folks are concerned about online security nowadays, there's some things that are not a part of the census. There's some questions that you guys never ask, and if they wind up seeing questions like these, they should probably run from whatever website they accidentally landed on.
Yes, that's a very good point. So first of all, we're not going to ask for your bank account information. We're not going to ask you to send us money to help complete the form. Some of those things are out there. If somebody's asking you to send them money to complete the census, we will never do that. We won't ask you for your bank account. We're not going to ask you for your Social Security number. So those are all red flags if you see something come in the mail that's asking you for that information.
You also have bilingual forms and capabilities too, right?
Yes. The form is available in multiple languages, and you can call in and complete the questionnaire using multiple languages over the phone. So we've tried to make it as user-friendly as we possibly can. Our number one goal, really our only goal, is to have a complete and accurate count because it's so important for the country and for our local communities. You know, going back just a second in terms of things you should look for when you receive the invitation in the mail. So the National Processing Center for the Census Bureau is located in Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Really?
So if you, yes. Huh. So, you know, millions of paper forms will go through Jeffersonville, Indiana later this year. If you receive something from the Census Bureau that's asking you to complete the questionnaire and mail it in, look to see that the return address is Jeffersonville.
Well, I would have had no idea that we actually had that big of a part in here in Indiana. Why Jeffersonville?
It's been there for some time, and I don't know why it was located there, but we're glad to have it.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's great. So, okay. So, again, you get the form, and you guys need it back when, or need it filled out online when?
So, again, we're asking people to do it as soon as possible. The self-response period will run through early May. And so, like I said earlier, most people will have, if not everybody, will have received an invitation in the mail, the first invitation already. If you've not yet completed that, you'll receive a postcard reminding you, asking you to complete it. You'll receive a third, if you still don't do it, you'll receive a third mailing saying, hey, please do this. If you don't do it, then you'll receive a paper questionnaire that you can fill out with a pen or pencil and mail back in.
Okay. Now, when you fill these out, now, are you responding for just yourself, or are you going to fill out one for your entire household?
So you'll fill out one questionnaire, but it's for every person living in your residence.
Okay. So if you're the mother or father and you've got a couple of kids, you can sit there and you can fill it out for the other adult and the kids that are in the house and do it all for them. So really only one person has to worry about it.
Yes. One person should fill out the questionnaire. And you brought up children. It's really, really important that every child is counted. And here's why. So lots of school funding tied to the census count, both on the federal level, but also on the state level. And so it's really important for our schools to get the funding that they receive, they need, based on the number of children that they're going to be serving. So, people who are planning budgets are looking ahead in many cases. They're making a budget forecast. So they're looking at numbers of children who are 2 years old, 3 years old, knowing that they're going to be entering school in a few years. And so we have to do a lot of planning in our education systems for the children who are not yet in school, but who are going to be moving into school in just a couple of years.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people quite understand just how important the census is to the government in general because of the fact how much those numbers that are generated by the census really dictate how the government actually functions. School funding, district funding, voting areas, there's a lot that comes out of this.
Yes, you're right. It is very important, and those numbers, that data in the aggregate, is used to make a lot of decisions that affect our everyday lives.
All right. So if you want to make sure that you get the best and the most out of your government, then you need to fill out your census form. And again, Tim, the date to get this done is?
So April 1st is Census Day. That's the day that we've set aside to say, please complete the form by then. That's not the deadline. You can, if you want to wait until April and do it then, you can. But we're encouraging people to fill it out, to complete the questionnaire as soon as they possibly can. The census is live now. And if you go to 2020census.gov, it will walk you through what you need to do to complete the census right now.
Tim Swearns with the 2020 Census. Again, the website is 2020census.gov. Tim, thank you for being with us today. That's it for this weekend's show. And, of course, if you missed any part of this, you want to hear some more back on it, look to our website. We'll have it posted there as a podcast for you, and we'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.